It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Afternoon. I almost said good morning. Afternoon. Oh, my bad. Good afternoon. 4:11 here on Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So usually we go through some of the top stories going on nationally. However, to get started off right now, we got Christina Leavenworth from Rinke Realty on right now on News Radio 92.3's hotline in order to give us a real estate update. Christina, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bobby. Yeah, we are definitely seeing a cooling in this market. It is not doom and gloom, so I don't want anyone running off with that. But we are seeing prices go down just a little bit from last month. Last month, we were seeing the average price at $386,000. I ran numbers for August, and of course, we have today left. And it was at $376,000. So it went down around $10,000, but compared to June, is $411,000 for an average price.
I guess that's 2 months in a row where we've dropped in price then. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking in my head, I was like, man, when did we start to see this shift? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much right on point. When the Fed, with the interest rates, when they went up, we started to see it. In June, we still had a lot of people under contract. A lot of people still were locked in with those better rates.
Yeah.
And it takes a little time before you really start to see that trickle-down effect, and we're seeing it now. Average days on market went from 15 days to 20 days.
Okay.
But back, you know, in spring, you know, homes were getting offers on day one or two. They probably didn't accept contracts until day five or six. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a change there. But what's interesting is the actual list price, the sold price, is still very close to 100%. And that was for August. For September, I do think that we are going to see people come off list price a little bit, but they're just taking a little bit longer to sell. They're not getting 20 offers. Sellers are being a little bit more flexible, saying, hey, you know, we might be okay with a contingency. We're okay with doing some repairs to the house. Mm-hmm. So we're just seeing more negotiations happen.
What about with the total number of sales in the market? Is that, I assume that must be slowing down as well then?
Yeah, we are seeing that slow down as well. I did run numbers as far as inventory. That's what everyone talks about, and that's what drives the market. And so in February, there was around 1,600 homes on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's 2,650.
So that is
a 54% increase.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty significant.
That is, especially when we went through the summer months where it picks up more. And so to have an increase in actual inventory in the summer months is actually really significant. Yeah.
It is. And we typically do see a slowdown in August because kids go back to school. People are focused on that. They've gotten into their places. But we are seeing, I mean, this is not just a blip in inventory. This is a lot more inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, it's all supply and demand. Everyone knows that with basic economics. And we're seeing, you know, there's more supply. So that means we're going to see more negotiations. However, something that what we're seeing is sellers, a lot of them, they're offering like, hey, rather than maybe come down on price, we're willing to buy down your interest rate. So that's one strategy that we're trying to do to get those buyers still interested. And we keep telling people, you date the rate, you marry the house. You can always refinance later. If it's your dream home, it may be a good idea to move forward now because over time, in normal markets, homes appreciate around 5% a year. So if you're looking at this in 3 years, 4 years, if it continues like history says it would, it will likely be 15 to 20% higher. So those are things to look at. You know, we were seeing 20 to 30% increase in 1 year, which is insane. And that's always been insane. And that's not normal. So it's kind of, you know, nice to go back to normal because, you know, hopefully that means more buyers can find homes.
So, Christina, we're talking to Christina Leavenworth here on Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. So the big question, Christina, is nationally, they're talking about having a real estate recession. You just mentioned getting to normal in our area. Is there a threat of having a recession in this area in your mind, or just getting to a normal place where we have some sort of balanced market?
of course, I don't have that crystal ball. So yeah. I don't know things coming out of left field. But I do know that Florida is still a place that people want to be. And so is Pensacola, mm-hmm. especially with our military base. We constantly have people coming in here. We have some industry growth. So all those things indicate that our market is not going to get hit like other markets in the country might. Because we do have, you know, people in and out. We have a lot of things going for us. We have an amazing beach, you know, easy access all over. So I don't think we're going to see a huge recession here. I think it's just going to stabilize and be more normal. We're experiencing a cooling off, and that is normal in real estate. And, you know, I think that now it's nice. Buyers get to go home and sleep about it. They get to think about it and pray about it.
Yeah.
You know, when we were in the heat of everything, it was like, go. Like, make an offer. Like, you want to give your firstborn. And
yeah,
it
exactly.
was such a different thing. Where now it's like, hey, we're going to go home. We're going to think about it. We're going to pray about it. And we're going to let you know in a couple of days. And
yeah.
then, you know, ideally, the buyers are getting a home they really want. And the sellers are hopefully getting close to what they want or what they want. And everyone is happy.
So I know you don't focus a lot on rent, on the rental market, but I also know you keep your pulse on the rental market. And there's a lot of people that I talked to just even this past weekend again who are still like, I can't find a place to rent. And that's been one of the problems with the market moving so quickly. There was no properties available even to rent because everybody just was like, get out of my house. I want to sell it. And so they were actually kicking renters
yeah.
out so they could sell it. Do you think we'll get a balanced rental market at all? Or do you think, no, we're still a long ways away from getting a good rental market?
I don't think that's going to happen
thoughts.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't. It's still a major issue, and it's really, really sad for people out there that all of a sudden don't have a place to live, and they're trying to find a new place, and maybe it's double what they were paying.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you know, a lot of those people that bought those homes that those landlords had, they bought it as a primary home, so they're not planning on renting that house out.
Yep.
If there were investors that came in, possibly. I do know there's a lot of construction going on with apartment complexes going up. So there's more inventory being injected into our market. But these are luxury apartments. They're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only a small amount of people that can afford them anyway. For, you know, average people, I think it's still going to be a struggle for a while.
People looking to sell their home right now, are they more likely to end up selling it to somebody that's moving in from out of town? Or are you seeing people in town? Because at first, I know it was people in town who were renting who were like, I got to get a house. I don't want to be locked down in an apartment again or something like this. I want to get my own place now. But do you think but what you're seeing now, is it more people moving into the area? Or is it people still in the area trying to upgrade to own their own home?
Still in the area, absolutely. We do have people coming outside the area always, you know,
mm-hmm.
people that are stationed at any of our military bases. That's a year-round thing where we're getting those people in. But plenty of people that live here, they're on their next stage in life, and they need a larger house. They need a downgrade. So we're seeing a ton of turnover within our own market. We still have people that want to come to Florida, but it's not like how it was, you know, right post-COVID, where everyone's working from home and, you know, the interest rates are crazy low. We're seeing a little bit less of that because a lot of those people are already here. But we have people call us every day from other markets, and their dream is to live in Florida. And I do think that is what protects us a little mm-hmm. bit as far as going into a full-blown recession with our housing market, because this is still a highly attractive area to live.
So if you have any questions for Christina, you can give her a call, 850-723-9158. But Christina, what would be your final, like, one piece of advice for buyers, one piece of advice for sellers in this market right now?
I'm going to start with sellers. You still have a ton of equity in your homes right now. Just because you're not getting 30 offers in 2.2 seconds
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that it's a bad time to sell. It is still right now a seller's market. We are just seeing more inventory, and it's not happening as fast, but it's still an absolutely great time to sell because you have so much equity right now. And for buyers, the whole don't date the rate, marry the house.
Mm-hmm.
I know that 6% interest rate seems super scary when they used to be as low as 2.5, but people that were, you know, in the early 80s, I hear the horror stories of interest rates at 18%. So I believe the average interest rate in America over time, I think, is right around like 8%. So
mm-hmm.
we're still a little under that. So think about that. You can always refinance later if you find that dream house. And work with a good realtor who can give you all the tips on how to best protect yourself and ways to, you know, maybe get that interest rate down.
There you go. Yeah, I remember the first house I bought in the late 90s, I think it was 7.5%. So it's still lower than that. So
yeah, absolutely.
All right. I appreciate it, Christina. Thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.